from Mikey's Cave.
I'm just a kid.
It's the Colvin Brothers Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Run and tell your brother.
Oh, brother.
You're listening to the Colvin Brothers.
Take this, brother.
I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Michael.
My name is Michael.
AARS cars for kids.
Yarga, my brother.
Who's this?
The Colvin Brothers.
The family tree, Michael and Steven, brothers.
It's the Colvin Brothers plan.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
Watch it, buddy.
So, what did your brother do to you?
Why did I take this gig again?
How you doing? This is Roosevelt Colvin.
With six, you get egg roll and the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Yes.
I think that'd be more of a fact. It wasn't really fun.
Number six for Colvin.
I'm going to wipe the floor with you, Woody.
See about that, kid.
Brent Gretzky.
Michael!
The Colvin Brothers.
Hash Brown
Comedy.
On Z93. Return to the Garden. Live from Fantasy Park.
It's all I can
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sunday, and you know what that means? Well, you can probably hear the crowd in the background. We're live. We're on location. It's Fantasy Park, part two.
Yes, we have returned to the garden. You know the best part about this time, Steven?
What is it?
There's an audience. People can actually come out.
Yeah, I'm glad that people are actually out. And you know what? Yeah. I'm glad that a certain band gave us permission to use the word fantasy. You know what I'm talking about?
You tell me.
Aldo Nova.
Oh, well, of course. Aldo Nova was not a band, but he was an artist and famous for the song Fantasy, but also he played George in the Canadian version of Beatlemania, which was a blatant ripoff of the original ripoff of the Beatles that played on Broadway at the time.
So our first performance is coming from the Sony Betamax Pavilion, and it's a U2 Where the Streets Have No Name, and I've got a chance to see those guys a couple of times. I mentioned it, Hartford Civic Center and also Jet Stadium. And the best part about it, with Bono, he can run around that stage as fast as he wants. The crowd's going nuts. People are having fun. The sun's out, at least for now. And Bono, you know, that's my favorite song off Joshua Tree.
Well, my favorite part of the U2 shows, and I've seen it about 7 or 8 times, is when he pontificates about halfway through. Why is Sally Struthers on at 3 a.m. talking about the starving people in the world?
Only 79 cents a minute, so you can save somebody's life. That's a perfect...
Wait, do we have to start playing Sarah McLachlan now?
Oh, man. I miss the commercials of, like, all the hits on, like, CDs. Like,
you
can get Dolly Parton singing all her hits with Kenny Rogers. Order now.
Two people that we're not going to see today at Fantasy Park, but it's great to be out. It's great to be, you know, amongst the fans. I'm a fan. I've been going to concerts for 35 years. And as with everything lately on the show, Stephen, it's brought to you by Mahoney's Irish Pub and Steakhouse.
Yes, Mahoney's Irish Pub and Steakhouse is the official sponsor, and I'm proud to say Emmett. We just saw him, you know, when we first walked in.
He's the greeter. He's like the Walmart greeter. He's actually shaking the hand of everybody. There's 40,000 people at this festival. He's shaking all their hands, and anybody who didn't like the way they were dressed, he told them.
I get a kick out of when he yells at Grits, because Grits is doing all the parking out in the parking lot.
Grits is having his trouble. Grits is parking, but you also got George dealing with the buses from DOT.
Yeah.
Because all those bands, they have to come in, and they have to get out for the next show.
And the thing with George is, once you get off that bus, I'm going to take these people's Lunchables. Put them in my backpack.
The Colvin Brothers return to the garden live from Fantasy Park on Z93.
I see the thin moon arising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times a day. Well, look around tonight.
Colvin Brothers on Z93, live from Fantasy Park. The Ritz Camera Terrace is bringing us John Fogerty, Bad Moon Rising.
And I played this. We talked about this a couple of months ago. I forget what the theme was. But, it was misheard song lyrics.
Yes.
So I'm going to play this in case people were just casually listening. Oh, it's Bad Moon Rising. No, this is what he says.
There's a bad room on the right.
There you go. So that is concrete proof that Fogerty actually makes fun of his own song by saying there's a bathroom on the right, which is a perfect tie-in to Fantasy Park, because take a look at that porta-potty farm. Have you ever seen such a sight?
Yeah, and those porta-potties are brought to you by Channel Home Stores.
Oh, they did such a great job at the original Fantasy Park. I'm glad to see that they signed on again.
And you know what? Floppy is here cleaning out each and every one of those porta-potties to make sure that when you do a squat, you're sitting down on gold.
Yeah, I had a choice. Who's going to watch my daughter Bryce, Floppy or the Mud People? I chose the Mud People.
The Colvin Five.
Are you ready for the Colvin Five?
Five. On Z93.
All right, it's time for the Colvin Five. Yeah, we're doing the Colvin Five from Fantasy Park. We want to know about your worst concert experiences, and we have that on our Facebook page, the Colvin Brothers on Z93. For me, I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
Albert, my best friend, we talk about him a lot on the show.
And he
went to Plattsburgh, SUNY Plattsburgh, way up north.
Right.
And Rick Zolzer, who does the sports for us on Sundays at noon with Fran Pomerico, also went to SUNY Plattsburgh. So,
yes, he did.
You know, I went local. I went to Harvard-on-the-Hudson, Dutchess Community College, to save some extra money.
Hey, I'm alumni of the year from that place.
And you know what? I wanted to make money, so I got a job at the radio station you were working at while everybody else was
doing the same thing.
They're still in debt. But yeah, so I was really pumped up. We came up the Friday, and that Saturday was alumni weekend. So Albert told us, he's like, hey, dudes, you know what? I don't know if you heard this, but CNC Music Factory is going to be playing tomorrow. So at that time, this is the late 90s. So
because they were still alive. They didn't last.
Yeah, Everybody Dance Now is still played everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There was other songs that they played, things that make you go,
Yes, actually, like, I preferred that one.
So anyways, we get down, and there's like this little sad stage right in the middle of where all the parks are. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are gathered there. And all of a sudden, they, you know, someone does an announcement, probably one of the kids from the alumni school. And out comes the gentleman that usually does the rapping for CNC Music Factory.
Claviles or Cole, one of the two.
He pushes play. So he's just rapping on top of his CD.
Well, you know, they called him track acts back then. Yeah, that's pretty sad. I've mentioned this before. RJ, who's volunteering here at Fantasy Park, he's the guy with the mask. So anyway, he and I have been going to concerts together for about a dozen years, and there's a thing where he always likes to surprise me for my birthday. Didn't get a chance this year because there wasn't enough time to plan for it. So the last opportunity was 2019. Guster was playing in the stage in Central Park.
Yes, I remember you telling me about this.
And we had already seen them 2 years prior. We went again. Now here's the thing. RJ knows these guys, or at least he knows the guy that's involved with the set list and everything like that.
Oh, they were my top 10 on MySpace.
They certainly were, and five songs in, the skies just opened up, and it poured like I've never been poured on in my life. So it was an outdoor show. They had to cancel the concert because of the lightning that was nearby.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. This is why it was my worst experience. RJ had to tell me afterwards. He had it set up that they were not only going to do my favorite song by them, Simple Machine, they were going to dedicate it to me for my birthday at the show.
Oh, I remember him telling me this story.
Yeah.
So is there a quote-unquote rain check for this ever down the road?
I think that he tried. I know. It just, what are you going to do? I mean, they had COVID the following year, and this year they didn't have a chance to set up a tour. So I have complete faith that he'll eventually make it happen, but it hasn't yet.
All right, number five, the mighty Jeff Samancic operating sound reinforcement for Tower 2 at the second stage. He says, Whitesnake at Jones Beach, David Coverdale's voice sounded like sandpaper, and of course, no Tawny Katane.
And she's not here today either.
She's sandpaper.
Yes, she is. Number four, Denver Darren at the Fantasy Park Zipline and Whitewater Rafting Kiosk. Appropriate for him. Front row at Iron Maiden at the Nick, January 1991. Loudest concert he ever attended. But the best part was when the guitarist put the mic up to his mouth to sing along on one of the bigger songs. He wasn't an Iron Maiden fan. He just happened to get tickets.
Yeah.
So he didn't know what the hell to sing. And he just left there.
So he probably sounded a little bit like Ralph Kiner.
Fight to win. Who's got a Valentine?
Oh, man, Ralph, I'm enjoying the Mets' downfall. And the Red Sox, too. That's some good news right there. All right, number three, we got Joanna working the Mahoney's Food Court and Jamba Juice Bar. Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson at Dutchess Stadium. Zoll's also says this is the worst concert he's ever been at in his entire life.
It's the only show I've ever taken our father to. We loved it.
And Joanna says, they don't know what was worse, having to listen or clean up afterwards. Drugs and used Jimmy hats everywhere.
I can believe it. Number two, D.O.T. Taylor, he's laying the road cones at the northeast entrance, so Rusted Root knows where to park their tour bus. Stay away from Grits. He says, and I was at this show as well, Weird Al at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center, my old old partner Coop was told to clean up his act because he was, you know, a stand-up comic. And he did a bit that referenced gym hats that we just talked about before. And again, it wasn't even dirty. He just said the word. And with that, they shut off all the lights in the place, blasted the song Never Let You Go by Third Eye Blind. Coop storms off the stage and smashes his hand to a concrete wall and breaks it and has a cast for the next several months.
What year was this?
I want to say it was like maybe 1999 or 2000 because word got around like lightning, even though the internet was in its infancy then. So the next day, Billy the Biker and his crew, and what they did was they went out to where Weird Al's tour bus was, and they took these 12-foot 2x6s behind the wheels so they couldn't get out. I'm not kidding. I have audio of this happening. That's how crazy this guy.
Oh, man. So the next concert announcement at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center was probably like a safe bet, like Roger Clark.
Oh, yeah. Here comes some toast.
Big closer.
Big closer.
Lynn Riccoboni at Century 21, responsible for leasing the property for Fantasy Park, and John Tobin on the Mark Cooper Memorial Comedy Stage. She said, Todd Rundgren at the Chance, the concert was truly awful. Todd and the band came out in skirts and refused to play anything anyone in the audience had ever heard before. And the only memorable thing about the performance was a song where Todd shouts, "Give me one espresso! Give me two espressos!"
That's the only thing I remember. I actually reached out to John, and I was like, I've told this story on the air before, but can you give me like some of your Brett Gardner-like vitriol so I can add to the show? And he's blocked it out of his mind. The only thing he remembers is the skirts and the espresso song. That's it.
And something Lynn, she posted something about Dave Matthews. I literally laughed out loud.
Yeah.
She said, I think I went to a Dave Matthews concert, and the guy sang the same song for 2 hours. That was good.
Couldn't get a ticket to Fantasy Park? Roll your tapes and make a bootleg. The Colvin Brothers on Z93. We'll be right back.
a volunteer with a soldier. You can hear Jack say,
Colvin Brothers on Z93 live from Fantasy Park from the A&P Future Store stage.
It's got to be the one next to Jarek Drugs.
Yes, it's the Future Store. Here's some Lou Reed.
Oh, man, and I guess we're going to be mentioning Mark Cooper all show. In 1998, you were there for Day in the Garden. There were two, I get them confused. It might have been the 99 one, Day in the Garden. Coop and I alternated stage announcements, and the one thing I'll always remember, I hope somebody has a video of this, because, again, it was before you could just do that with your phone. He comes out on stage and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, the two coolest words in rock and roll, Lou Reed." And Lou Reed, who was one of your more famous curmudgeons, was like, "I like that. I like that." You know, so that I'll always associate Lou Reed with Coop. And it's a great tune anyway. Sweet Jane. The beginning part, which is like 4 minutes long, it takes over. That's just called intro. He never came up with a name for it. But every time that he did it live after Rock and Roll Animal, you had to have intro with Sweet Jane.
Sweet Jane is legit, but Perfect Day is probably my favorite. So hopefully we get that on one time. A little slow, but I definitely
there's nothing
dig
wrong
it.
With slow. It's produced by David Bowie. And it took me like 2 months to watch 3 years of that show on Netflix, Bloodline. And the first season was amazing.
Yeah.
But it's one of those shows that kills off its best character as part of the plot, so the remaining two seasons that you have to finish just to see what happens,
yeah,
really suffer for it. But they did an entire episode with Perfect Day as the backdrop, and it couldn't have been more appropriate.
The only bloodline that I know, and Breck can attest in the next room, is Roman Reigns and his cousins, the Uso brothers.
Breck's got enough to do today. Just Breck, I'm so afraid what's going to happen when we start interacting with people today. I just don't trust him.
Speaking of interacting, we got Woody out and about.
Oh!
We have no idea where he is, because there's probably like 10,000 people here right now.
Well, he has no idea where he is either, so it works out.
And now, another live report from Woody at Fantasy Park.
Hey guys, it's Woody from Fantasy Park. This concert announcement is brought to you by the Vassarum at Mahoney's. Book your own private party today from 30 people to 300. Let's get amped. Put your hands together for Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, no, no. You are definitely in the wrong spot, Woody.
I had no idea that was going to be out. I just, like, off the top of my head, I thought about, like, that sad 2-minute commercial with all the dogs that are dying.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Get back in the car. I think you're at Lilith Fair.
Yeah, she's not, remember that? Oh, wow. Woody, don't ever change.
Oh, man. But I do like the shout-out for Mahoney's, because that is our official sponsor of Fantasy Park and also the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
They run everything. They've kept me employed for 17 years. It was rough during the pandemic. They would have kept me going, but the guy, what was the name of that guy that was governor? You know what? Fun fact. My birthday was August 10th.
Yes.
Name two prominent people that resigned from their office on August 10th.
Andrew Cuomo.
And?
I am not a crook.
Oh.
Yeah. So another thing to tie into August 10th.
I did like Cuomo's quote earlier in the week, though. He said, I'm not a pervert. I'm just Italian.
Yes, yes.
All right. We got to get back to the stage. This time we're going down to the Apple Macintosh platform. It's Santana with a little soul sacrifice.
This, to me, is what I think of whenever somebody mentions the original Woodstock concert. So let's see how they do this go around. We are the Colvin Brothers
on Z93. Thank you.
one.
It's the Colvin Brothers on Z93. We're live from Fantasy Park. I got some bug spray. I got some suntan lotion because last time we got eaten alive by the mosquitoes. Speaking of mosquitoes.
Yes.
And I was sunburned for probably 2 weeks.
Yeah. I got the SPF 50 because I have a four-year-old who, from last time I checked, she's still doing well. She's actually playing hacky sack with the mud people.
I like hacky sack.
Yeah, she just fits in. She just hangs with anybody.
And speaking of local, one of our favorite guys at iHeart, okay? It's Uncle Mike Hansen.
The most overworked person.
This guy does anything and everything. And we just ran into him because he had to fix a little sound glitch for our broadcast. So well, thank you very
not
much.
Not only that, you know, as with any good festival, there's several stages. So there's a stage on your way in that just has Beach Floyd for the entire run of the 72-hour festival.
Beach Floyd?
Beach Floyd. Yeah, they played at the Orange County Speedway.
Oh, all right.
And they did such a good job that Uncle Mike, who's got connections, got them the gig here. Just they're just welcoming you. Like, you know, before a Renegades game, how sometimes a band will be playing in the park. Same deal.
Like Dr. Mudd.
Dr. Mudd is a great example. Hillbilly Parade would be another.
And then Bill's Toupee.
Well, Bernie and Mike are playing Mahoney's. Maybe they can come by after that show.
And now, another live report from Breckman at Fantasy Park.
Hey guys, it's your old pal Breckman coming to you live from the Mahoney's Virtual Reality Concert Experience with an Oculus Quest 2 strapped to my head. And hey, look at all the mud people. What was that?
Hey, Grandpa!
Bryce, is that you?
Give us back our hacky sack.
Oh, this thing? Oh well, so much for love beads and mood rings. Back to you guys in the Uncle Chew's Chinese Buffet broadcast booth. Hey, is that Moby? Someone get him a sandwich.
All right, that's something that you're never going to get out of Bryce's hair. You weren't kidding how much mud is down there. Bryce and the Breck Man with the mud people?
Yeah, well, you know, you can't have a concert festival without mud people. And for those of you that like to check out the artwork that goes along with these shows, that the photo in the bottom corner are legitimate mud people from Woodstock 94. I took that picture. That was not a grab off the internet. I took that photo at Woodstock 94.
Was that right when they went nuts during the Green Day performance?
I believe so, yeah,
okay. All right, our next band, Pearl Jam, one of my favorite bands. I'm pumped that they're playing Fantasy Park today. This is a song that was on one of their B-sides, and I picked it up at Media Play years ago. It's called Last Kiss.
Good for Pearl Jam for just finding a way to make money off of something they never meant to even release.
All right, we're sending it down to the Fresno's East Stage.
I'm going to get food poisoning.
They bleached their chicken quite a bit.
I've only gotten food poisoning once in my life, and it was at Fresno's.
It's the Colvin Brothers at Fantasy Park,
Z93. Oh, well, oh, well. Baby, the Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good. Oh, I can see my fear when I leave this world. Oh, we were out on a date in my daddy's car. We had to drive on very far. Stop.
Hey dudes, it's Albert. When I'm not listening to John Cicada, I'm listening to the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Colvin Brothers on Z93 live from Fantasy Park, and this is from the Speak and Spell soundstage, REM, Gardening at Night.
And I'm really glad that they pulled this one out. When they were inducted to the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it was the first time they performed with Bill Berry in a number of years. He's the drummer that left. I believe he may have had a form of brain cancer. He's still alive, just wasn't up to playing the drums anymore. So they did this as a four-piece, and they also did a version of it in the 2008 Live at Olympia LP, and it's really the song that was the gateway drug for a lot of REM fans. It was the first one that got any sort of radio play, and it's a great tune.
And I'll throw that out to our favorite gardeners. They're no longer with us anymore, but our brother Christopher always had a tight garden at Gold Road and also wherever he lived down in LaGrange. And then Grandpa Colvin, which one of the locations was Aunt Charles, is probably still there.
Yes, I think the tomatoes are still coming up, even though they're not supposed to be annual. He just was that good. And also Brett Gardner, who single-handedly won a game against the Royals a Monday ago.
Oh, man. Speaking of Brett Gardner and random people, we got to check in with Woody. He's back down on location, and he tells me he's in the right spot.
And now, live from Fantasy Park, it's Woody.
I'm pretty sure I'm in the right place right now. I can see Raz and RJ front row with their sippy cups. This concert announcement is brought to you by the Clawdaw Room at Mahoney's. Your private party can have its own bar and dance floor. Book it today.
Hey, it's Woody from the Colvin Brothers.
Yep, I'm in the right place. These are my people. Ladies and gents, please welcome to the stage, Hanson.
Oh, man. Wow, he can't do wrong, right, but that's why he's on the show.
I'm sure there's an audience for Hanson in 2021, but it definitely isn't here at
C93. No, there's not. In Fantasy Park, the boy bands didn't quite make the cut. I was forced to have to endure a performance by the boy bands. I remember I covered the Giants Super Bowl appearance, the one where they lost to the Ravens.
Yeah, we did lots of breaks on the air after midnight.
Which was a lot of fun, but Aerosmith was the headliner, so that was the main reason that I went to the press conference, but they also shared a stage with NSYNC before anybody knew who Justin Timberlake was. I didn't know who he was. He was there. I met him. I didn't know he was anything special. And Lance Bass, Backstreet Boys. And the thing that I was actually hoping for, Britney Spears was supposed to be at the press conference too. So I figured, well, at least that will be interesting because I think she was dating Justin at the time. And she didn't make it. So maybe her father's right to hold back her money.
Well, with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake in the news, one of my favorite things is NSYNC is trying to get like a throwback concert with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And NSYNC, Justin Timberlake isn't returning their phone calls.
Oh, that's
so
great.
They're doing like a combo of, I think they're calling it Back in Sync or something with like the combo of the...
I know people that would go to that. They're not going to play this festival though.
Oh man. Speaking of RJ, who's just about everywhere these days.
Yes, he is.
He is going to be really upset because he's at Hanson. He's about to miss the Grateful Dead. And they're going to be playing the song Playing in the Band live from the Catskill Cougars Field of Dreams.
Which is an important place. And you might recall that just a few days ago, the Yankees and White Sox played in the Field of Dreams for the movie. But you have not lived
till
you see the Catskill Cougars Field of Dreams.
Oh, man. Baxter, you know, our own Esther Jin was Baxter. And I got to tell this quick story. I hired him. This is the year 2000.
Okay.
So I hired Esther Jin to be our mascot, Baxter. And later on, one of the coaches, former Philadelphia Phillies, Steve Jelks, I think his name was, or Steve Jelts, he came up to me and goes, any idea who the mascot is? And I go, oh, that's one of my friends, Esther Jin. Well, he's really enthusiastic, but please, could you have him stop spanking me on the backside during games? You can't make it up, man.
It was just a little tush push.
We're the Colvin Brothers, live from Fantasy Park on Z93.
Say it once again now. Whoa, I hope you understand.
It's the Coleman Brothers on Z93 live from Fantasy Park. I'm the Sizz. He's Mad Mike from the Hare LaCoy Auditorium.
Oh, the Hare LaCoy Auditorium. Hold a second. Bryce, get down off the towers. I knew that was going to be a problem today. Yes, the Hare LaCoy Auditorium. I've gotten many a fine coif from that place.
You know, I probably still have shampoo from there. I don't know if it's still good. Does shampoo expire?
According to the side of the bottle, it does. But, you know, never affected our dad.
Yeah, well, that was always stocking stuffers from our sister Jennifer because she worked at Hare LaCoy.
Right.
Cosmopolitan, like all these different places. And without a doubt, every Christmas you got shampoo, you got conditioner, you got gel, you got mousse.
I just remember mousse. There's the thing. I just remember that our mother had the same exact jar of Vicks Vapor Rub from the time I was 4 till I moved out at age 26. That was always the same jar.
That's a thing because Kristen's mother had the same thing and it's now in our cabinet at our house.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So I guess you didn't do too bad a job before, but I always, like I said, I always get a little nervous when we let Breck do his own thing. Let's see how he does this time.
And now, another live report from Breckman at Fantasy Park.
Hey, fellas. I'm currently in the Mahoney's Food Court and Vaccination Center, where I'm about to enjoy some delicious Debbie's Grilled Red Snapper. And hold the phone. Is that Barbara?
Oh, hey, babe. Lenny's been blowing all his cash in Empire City, so I'm working the booth for some extra bread. Want a Phelan's Lobster Rangoon, named after Emmett's new granddaughter? Hope she turns out better than that idiot Crunch.
Actually, Barbara, I think the snapper will do the trick. But if you could pour me a Coke, that would be groovy.
No Coke, Pepsi. I've always wanted to say that, Ben. Boy, did SNL go into the shitter after Aykroyd left. Want some of CJ's Buffalo Shrimp Salad?
No thanks, Barbara. I just had an apple. Time to hand it back to the Cullman Brothers in the Dream Machine Arcade and MMF registration tent.
Oh, Frank and Judy's kids? They drank all my booze.
Oh, man, I figured Barbara was nearby.
It's only appropriate that she's working a concession stand. Because, I mean, are you old enough to remember, like, any time that Barbara caught you, oh, you want some fries? Yeah, she was always offering people food. Always.
Well, if Barbara's there, I figured Crunch would be there.
No, Crunch doesn't leave his house.
He hasn't left his house since the Clinton administration.
I tried to get him over for like a Friday the 13th viewing the other day, but it just didn't take.
He definitely, I saw a picture. He looks like Tom Hanks at the end of when he's running in Forrest Gump.
Oh, okay.
The long, crazy beard.
Which isn't much
long,
different from
hair.
Tom Hanks in Castaways.
Oh, Castaways.
Are there other crazy Tom Hanks movies out there?
You know who hates Tom Hanks?
John Tobin.
Yes.
John Tobin hates Tom Hanks and Brett Gardner equally. He doesn't
makes no
discriminate.
Sense.
That's John Tobin.
And now there's a disciple of Tobin on our private baseball page that hates Zach Britton.
Ah.
So I'm like, who hates Zach Britton?
The hatred just continues. Anyway, Breck, good job. We'll let you do the next festival. Just can you do me a favor and scoop Bryce up, or the show's almost over?
Actually, Bryce, hold on a second. I need the snow cone. I'll take her off your hands for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And this is before emojis was a thing. There were these cookies that had smiley faces, sad faces, or covering your mouth. You know what I mean? I don't think they're still in production anymore.
I don't know about that, but Bryce, one of Bryce's favorite things is smiley faces. She actually, up at Hatch Lake, there's a boathouse where when we take a trip around the boat with Breck and Terry, and it's got a smiley face that winks at you. And Bryce gave it. I just got her back from the mud people. You don't tell your mother how dirty you are. What's the name of that smiley face?
Mandy.
Mandy.
She named it Mandy out of nowhere.
Mandy is by what's his name?
Barry Manilow.
Yeah, Barry Manilow.
Yeah, we can go into another whole show about that.
All right, Roger and rerun. Hit the music. It's what's happening at Mahoney's.
Yes. Thank you for bringing this back. I had the pleasure of interviewing Fred Rerun Barry and doing a show with Shirley Hempel. Shirley?
Oh, yeah.
She was one of those people that had to have the character be her name, otherwise she wouldn't respond like Tony Danza.
Give me a little Shirley.
Oh,
Going on right now, I mean, we're talking about live music at Fantasy Park. If you want to go to Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie, live music with Bernie and Mike until 7 p.m.
They've been playing happy hours there as far back as I can remember. They put on a hell of a show.
And Ben is our jazz guy, and he emailed both you and I to kind of talk a little bit about what they do on Tuesdays. The Poughkeepsie Jazz Project has their jazz jam session every Tuesday from 7 to 10. It's an open mic for local jazz musicians to perform, learn, and network. And if you're into jazz, head on over to Mahoney's.
And not only that, if you stick around,
yes.
10 o'clock, you can get tilted with DJ Tilt.
You know what, DJ Tilt? I'm going to put a request right now. I want to hear some blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think that he's got the extended remix. Snip cuts.
And then we're already in middle of August, okay? So we have to talk about football.
Well, there's preseason games, and we pay a lot for that DirecTV license, let me tell you. So at any given time, up to 13 different games can be shown. I don't think they ever have that many, but that's how many different boxes we have in order to make sure that you get to follow your team all the way through the season. So you Jacksonville Jaguars fans, Come on out to Mahoney's. We got you covered.
Special food menu, too. So if you're hungry, you know, little wings.
I'm still a little verklempt because they named a turkey Reuben after me. It was like, I've only been here for 17 years. It took me a little while. But I think that there's actually going to eventually be a Colvin Brothers coleslaw package. But we're still working out the details with Adelino.
Oh, man. Pat and Emma, if you could do like a Colvin Brothers pasta dish, that'd be the truth. I'll come out for that.
I'll put some excitement in it.
I love excitement. So that's it. I mean, the Fantasy Park show, it went really fast. And we love to, anytime we can be on location, we're going to be on location. You're wearing the Colvin Brothers t-shirt, thanks to our friends over at Joker Inc. And eventually, you know, Emmett said it might be a possibility. We're going to get a featured Kengo hat with the Colvin Brothers from Joker Inc. Maybe that's a possibility.
I wear that like everywhere I went. And, you know, I'm just very happy right now that our good friend D.O.T. Taylor, one of the regulars on the Colvin Brothers show, was able to effectively park and then raid the tour bus of this next band. You go ahead and introduce them.
It's Rusted Root, Ecstasy. And I saw these guys up at SPAC. It was the Horde Festival. Mm-hmm. And I told a bunch.
It was Horde. I just mentioned George. I just collect.
You're not going to finish those mozzarella sticks. But anyways, I told all the girls that I was with and Albert and a couple of friends, let's storm the stage because there was only two security guards.
Right.
So we stormed the stage, and this is going out to the La Fonda del Sol Stage West.
I was waiting for them to get a stage.
Yes, the Blendells were here earlier at the pre-show.
They had the original Hudson Valley open mic night.
Yes, they did. I used to go, and there was a character that would always sing Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. I forgot what his name was.
Not that it matters.
Anyways, we need to get out of here and beat traffic ahead of all these plebeians. We're the Colvin Brothers on
C93.
Take it away, your favorite band. Since the money in your food is green, I'll go. Give me all this back, we tried. Take it away, your greedy, hey, I'll go. See the moment, see me in the dark world. We got back, we're keen in the game. We see the blissed eyes, looting your feet, where the wish to push up.
Living in a world of ecstasy, well, I
Colvin Brothers Podcast.
Hey, if you think really hard, maybe we can stop this rain. Yeah. No rain, no rain, no rain.
It's family.